It's about as wide as a six-lane highway, higher than a two-story building with huge caterpillar treads at each of its four corners. Carrying the mobile launch platform, a giant grey slab of metal and a rocket or space shuttle on top, the crawler en route for the launch pad was like a small skyscraper rolling slowly down a highway. But regular roads can't handle the crawler's 5.5 million pound weight.
If you drive on some of the roads out here where we traverse, it's like riding a roller coaster because we've done some damage to the roads with our weight, and especially in the heat of the summer, we can tear up some asphalt.
That's Russell Stowey, lead systems engineer. Stowey's overseeing an upgrade to ready the crawler for an even bigger load. There are two crawler transporters at Kennedy. Parked inside the cavernous vehicle assembly building, crawler number two is being upgraded to carry NASA's new heavy lift rocket, which will be bigger than the Saturn V rockets used in the Apollo program. Next to a fan blasting away in the humid air, mechanic Wilson Williams installs new brakes.
We've never done a job this big before, so this was a challenge. But a lot of new things, new engines, new exhausts, new hydraulics, new brakes, new computers.
Wilson Williams has been at Kennedy since 1968, nearly as long as the crawler itself. This project will probably be his last. Getting inside the crawler is like boarding a battleship. Up a ladder, along a walkway, and through a low doorway. The four enormous diesel engines are like what you'd find in a locomotive or an old naval ship. Two of the engines supplying onboard power are being replaced. But, says Russell Stowey, the engines powering the generators that drive the caterpillar tracks are still as good as new.
This is an Alco engine. We've had folks from Alco come down, and they've cracked it open and looked in there, and it's actually in pristine shape. A lot of that's due to runtime. A lot of that's due to the fact that, for want of a better term, we baby them.
NASA wants to coax many more decades out of these engines. The refit is part of a $2 billion plan to modernize Kennedy Space Center. Pepper Phillips, NASA's ground systems manager, talked about it at the unveiling of the Deep Space Orion capsule in July.
Of course, KSE has a long heritage of being able to build ground systems supporting NASA missions. We're now venturing beyond that. We're getting into missions that reach out to commercial users and other government entities.
NASA doesn't know exactly what commercial rockets will look like, so the center will have to be as versatile as possible. The crawlers are so old they're now on a National Historic Register. But Frank DiBello, the CEO of the Economic Development Agency Space Florida, says it makes sense to keep them going.
We build bridges for far longer than that. There is nothing inherent in the basic crawler transporter system that can't be revitalized over time.
In fact, 7 years ago, NASA was considering whether to trade the crawler in for something new. Russell Stowey says the agency looked at rubber-tired vehicles, but rejected the idea, partly because of storms that hit the Cape.
If lightning hits the vehicle, do we have to inspect? I don't know how many tires they had. Some of them had 80 tires, some of them had 500 tires. There's a significant amount of labor that goes into that. All these things were unknowns that added an unknown cost to an already high cost.
In 1965, NASA spent $14 million to build the transporters. That's more than $100 million in today's dollars. Stowey said it would cost even more now because the US is no longer the industrial powerhouse it was in the 1960s. While the crawlers are indispensable to NASA, they've also made their mark on popular culture, appearing in movies like Apollo 13 and Transformers 3. In one Transformers scene, robots ride on a crawler as it rolls towards the launch pad at Kennedy.
Its name is the Xanthium. It brought the second wave of Autobots, and it's been under NASA's care and study ever since. We linked it with a decommissioned shuttle to maintain military control until they're gone.
Russell Stowey and the other Kennedy Space Center staff were excited to show off the crawler.
I was hoping that the crawler was going to be a transformer, but they didn't like my idea. I was pushing it, but it didn't fly.
Stowey says the crawler's current transformation project won't improve its speed and gas mileage at all. 1 mile an hour and 32 feet to the gallon. But after the work's complete in 2014, the upgrade will allow this crawler to roll out a new generation of spacecraft. I'm Matthew Petty, 90.7 News.